What's up, Petty Squad? It's your girl Tracy, and this is another episode, if you want to call it that, of Allegedly News. And let me tell y'all something. I ain't gonna be no goddamn episode this week. And let me tell you why. Like, I am so sick of myself. One, I'm mucusy. Do you hear the mucus? Do you hear that shit? Okay? And every other couple of words, every time I breathe deep, I be coughing and shit. I don't think it's COVID, but damn it, it's something. Lord, and I am on pills. Hold on, my nose. Hold on. Bitch, I'm on pills, okay? I am on pills. Every time my doctor think about me, she sent me another fucking prescription. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me calm down. Let me tell y'all what the fuck happened, okay? My goodness. Where I even started? What do I say, y'all? If this your first time here, boy, y'all been catching me in a motherfucking mood. I am having a time. I am fighting myself. You ever realize, sit back and realize that you public enemy number one? You the fucking drama. You the fucking problem. You what's wrong with your fucking life? That's me right now. Oh my gosh. I'm so sick of me. Oh, bitch, I am sick of me. Yo, let me tell y'all what happened. I sat down and I watched the whole fucking State of the Union address. I watched the whole thing. I watched the shit at the beginning where they had all the old folks. Y'all, Congress is so fucking old. Congress is so fucking old, okay? I watched the beginning where it was kind of like, it was giving pep rally field day vibes, you know, all the Congress folks trying to look like they popular, you know, somebody smiling because they know the camera on and shit. Oh, them motherfuckers old. Like, how old are they? Why the fuck is Congress so fucking old? Which, you know, really, I do have a soft spot for old people. I love my senior citizens and I love the kids. But, like, baby, retirement age is 65. Ain't it 60? 65 years old. Some of y'all need to have retired. You got two kind of old people. You got the old people who think that young people are shit and they don't know nothing and they ain't gonna be nothing and they can't stand their motherfucking asses. You know what I'm saying? Those are the old people that need to go. Then you got the old people who remember what it was like in their day, remember what it was like when they was your age, and then they be like, well, let me listen and let me learn because times is changing. You know what I'm saying? Those are the good old people. Those are the people we need around, okay? Oh my gosh. Marjorie Taylor Greene up in there in her damn KKK Trillet outfit, wearing a damn Make America Great outfit. Girl, shut the fuck up. Somebody get her out of here. Y'all gotta be tired of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The fact that she still holds a position, that she is privy to be in such high spaces with high people, is a fucking problem. And I'm fucking sick of her. I'm fucking sick of Marjorie Taylor. She making America look bad. She make us look dumb. She is every stereotype, every negative stereotype about America that's out there is represented right there, okay? She dumb. She got a bad attitude. She ugly as fuck. She got that stringy ass white hair. She shaped like SpongeBob. She's illiterate. She's ill-informed. And all she want to do is holler and cause a damn scene. She's a Karen on steroids. And somebody needs to get her the fuck out of there. Okay? Yeah, my nostrils. See, that's why I didn't want to do the episode. And then the man up there hollering about the Navy or the Marines. Who the fuck was that guy? Up there built like Peter from Family Guy. Like, what the hell is going on? Shut the fuck up. We are grown. This is a damn important meeting. It's televised. Sit the fuck down. Like, why? And then they got on Trump t-shirts and shit. Like, the fuckery of it all. Just the level of fuckery. Like, you are congressmen and women. Represent yourself as thus. Sit the fuck down. Button your fucking button-up shirt on. We don't give a fuck about your Donald Trump t-shirt, man. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. Anyway, I watched the whole address. I took notes. And then my dumb ass, I had an interview. and I wanted to restart my computer to make sure everything was working well, and my dumbass did not save my notes. So anyway, that's why I ain't no fucking episode this week, because I'm so fucking pissed off and tired of myself and my bullshit. And since we talk about the damn State of the Union, can we talk about how fucking old Biden is? He is so fucking old. He is so fucking old. And it is so hard to watch him. Hold on my nose, y'all. Oh, it is so hard. Excuse me. It is so hard to watch him do anything. Like, he be moving in slow motion. His fucking mouth doing it, old people shaking shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna say this. He showed up and he did what the fuck he was supposed to do. He hit the points. He said the things, okay? Well, he was talking about taxing the rich and these corporations. You could see the crowd was not really feeling that too much. They was looking a little uncomfortable at that notion, but that's what the fuck needs to be done. Like, then he was talking about, you know, credits and shit and like that for helping people buy houses and shit. Fuck that shit. Don't give me a credit, motherfucker. You stop these fucking corporations from going out here and buying all the fucking houses. You stop that shit. You see it, you stop it. I don't want a fucking credit, bitch. I want you to make it fair. I want you to stop the corporate greed. I want you to get them bitches off my motherfucking back, Biden. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. I don't... Okay, 2 years of fucking credit for 2 years. What's going to happen after then? What is going to happen after then? You only get 2 terms in office. So then we're going to be up in smoke and trying to figure out what we're going to do with the next bitch that come through this motherfucker. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You must be fucking kidding me. Because that's like, you playing in my face. You playing in my face. If you really want to help me, call out the corporations and stop them. They should not be able to own, I believe it's like 47% of houses that were sold this year went to corporations. That's too much. That is too much. And then you want to talk about the taxing the motherfucking rich and shit. Bitch, you should have been doing that. And I'm tired of you coming up here. This is what you said at the last damn State of the Union. And look at us now. Look at us. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, I digress. Anyway, this nigga old as fuck and he up here shaking and shit. Now, I do, don't get me wrong, okay? I don't dislike Biden. I just think... I don't know. He old. And Biden, they had his medications fixed because he was talking real good. And that's great for him. And I'm glad to hear that he was talking so well and all this shit like that. But I don't give a fuck. The country is going to hell in a handbasket, okay? He got some good ideas that's going to generate some income and all this and that. That's fine, but can you stop the bleeding? Making more money is fine, but stop the bleeding. But he did say that he was going to come after these companies for this, what do you call it, inflation? Where, excuse me, y'all, where they giving us less Doritos in the same bag and more for the money, whatever the fuck. Good stuff, good stuff. Y'all, and did you know that there is a black woman running for president? There's a black woman running for president. And I was like, okay, sis, let me go see what the fuck she's talking about. Why this bitch show up to the damn debate with purple braids? Purple braids. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, okay. So granted, I love some colored hair. As you can see, my hair, I switch it up like days of the week. I switch that shit in and out. I switch that shit in and out. Whatever, you know, today's hair is not going to be tomorrow's hair, okay? But this bitch had purple. She showed up to the debate with purple braids, okay? So my thing is, you're supposed to look like what you're trying to be. Now, my hairstylist can have purple braids. My doctor can have purple braids, but my president cannot have purple braids. Okay? You need to be presenting yourself as somebody who can sit down with fucking dignitaries and presidents and royalty from around the world and be able to conduct yourself and be able to be taken seriously. Like, have you ever heard of the halo effect? And this means where you show up, you look nice, you look good, you look smart, your clothes clean and everything is coordinated and you look like a good person. So people automatically believe that you're smart and you know what you're talking about. This is the opposite of that. You already black, bitch. You're already an African American, okay? So you got that against you. You plus size, you got that against you. You're a woman, you got that against you. And then you gonna put some purple fucking braids in your hair. Like, are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you fucking dumb? Who is voting for her with these purple braids? Because that's showing me that you have a lack of judgment, that you don't understand the situation, or either you understand the situation that's going on and you don't give a fuck and you feel like you're supposed to be above the whole situation. You're supposed to be above the status quo. That's supposed to not be for you. We're supposed to be above that. We're not. We are not above that at all. Hold on, y'all. I am so sorry. But I'm just saying, this bitch, oh my God. Purple braids. You're supposed to be able to look like a leader. You're supposed to look intelligent. We're supposed to be able to assume all of these things by looking at you. And what you presented by showing up with those purple braids tells me that you off your fucking rocker. Okay? You don't listen. You obviously, you don't listen to judgment and you're not aware of society. You're not aware. So now it's just too much. And you sound really intelligent and really smart. And you sound like you have some great fucking ideas. But I don't trust your judgment. And I don't feel like people are going to look at you and listen to what the fuck you got to say. Because the package that is wrapped up in with purple fucking braids, ma'am. You just showed me everything I need to know by you showing up at this damn debate with purple braids. And you can call me old school, you can call me fake and phony, you can say I code switch or whatever the fuck you want to say. But you got to be willing to play the fucking game a little bit. You got to be willing a little bit to play the fucking game. You got to be willing to, like, when I have a job interview or if I'm going to an important meeting, I'm taking the color out of my hair. It's going to be black. My hair is going to be black. It's going to be simple. My lashes are not going to be that fucking long. My makeup is going to be very demure, okay? It's going to be very understated. It's going to be just a nice, light, natural beat because I need people to listen to me and take me seriously and understand what the fuck I'm saying and not be distracted by all the other shit that goes on. Now, once you know me and I've represented myself well and you understand who I am as a person, then I can pop out with some color on your ass, like, pa-cha-cha, ah! But that's because I've already shown you who I am and that I am intelligent, that I am smart, that I am capable, that I have great ideas. I have the follow-up. But no, on day one, you pop out with these fucking purple braids. And you thought you ate. You thought you ate, but you did not. Ugh, I can't even remember the bitch name. It was on my notes, but I can't remember her fucking name. And she got these fucking purple fucking braids. You think you gonna sit down with China and with Putin with purple braids and they gonna take you fucking seriously? They're going to laugh at us. They already don't want to hear from you because you's a black woman. They already prejudging you because you're heavy set. And then you gonna give them some purple braids. This is the debate. You're auditioning for the job that you want. You supposed to look like it. Okay, don't look like we're going to Walmart. Like, I don't know. Fuck it. It's America, you guys. Enjoy it while it lasts. And they supposed to be banning TikTok and shit. And That's the only thing they gonna come together and do as a unit. No, that's the only thing Congress can agree on, that we need to get rid of TikTok. You know why they want to get rid of TikTok? Because people tell the truth. People communicate on TikTok so quickly, and they share information so rapidly that the media can't get ahead of it with their propaganda. It's hard to spin the narrative when the narrative is being broadcasted as soon as it's coming out of your mouth. It's hard to put a spin on that shit. It's hard to act like you didn't say that when it's on tape and it's being shared and you can easily go find it. And I feel like it's just too much information. And it's not about China getting our information. China got all the information on us they want. Mark Zuckerberg was selling our fucking information several times. And quiet as it's kept, Mark Zuckerberg is up here papering up people's pockets and shit, trying to push for TikTok to be banned so he can get rid of the fucking competition. And Mark, you had us in the palm of your hand, but you kept changing up the algorithm and you kept pushing for shit to be sweet and friendly and to be marketable for advertisements. You chose sides. You chose the advertisers, whereas TikTok has chose the people. And it is what the fuck it is. Y'all, I'm so upset and frustrated with myself. This probably sounds crazy as hell. I know, y'all. It sounds crazy as fucking hell. But I don't know. Hopefully I can come back in and we can talk about this Taiwanese billionaire who paid for a penis transplant. I mean, he went and got the biggest black cock he can find and had it surgically implanted on him. That's wild. Talk about donating your organs. I don't know if they was trying to donate that one, but okay. Oh my gosh. And then this one lady got 600 warrants. Like, I got so much stuff. I gotta redo the episode. I guess we're gonna catch it next week. I am so sorry for coughing. I am so sorry for being angry and aggressive. I am so sorry for yelling and cussing and fussing. But y'all, I am so mad at myself because that is the second time I have done that. That's the second time I have deleted my show notes. And I was in research mode, so I really don't even, I was just, you know, tickety, tickety, tacking, tacking, tacking. And so I really don't even know what the fuck. I can't even make the shit up and pull it out of my ass what the fuck was on the notes, because it was names and dates and times and places and states. And y'all know I be struggling already with names and dates and times and places and states and shit. So, but anyway, I digress. Thank you for listening. If you stayed to the end, you a motherfucking real one. Okay. If you're new here, welcome to the fucking Petty Squad. I will be better next week, I hope. I'm gonna quit saying that shit because it seemed like it's just a setup, because I don't know. I'm working on me. I'm just gonna continue to work on me and hopefully I can get better. Shit, and I gotta go take some pills because I'm sure I done forgot to take my fucking medicine. How y'all keep track of all y'all pills? Because I can't. I cannot. Oh my gosh. I'm on so much fucking medicine right now. Anyway, I love you guys. Life is hard enough as it is. Don't go making it harder by being an asshole. Be nice to somebody. Bye.